Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
I'm so sorry you had just reached my answering machine.
Good morning. It is 10:33. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and it is time to hear from you with your voicemails brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
All right. So yesterday we put out the call. I said, I want to hear from the only Trumper people, which is you're only Trump, no matter what, doesn't matter. And we did get multiple phone calls about that. Let's hear one.
The reason that I am President Trump only is because, for one thing, he's the only one that in my lifetime has done what he says, build the wall, do all the other stuff. Now, surrounding himself by insiders, a guy that has never been there has to know people that know the system, and you take the good with the bad. I agree. But when you're not, you're not a doctor, you don't know who to follow, per se. And you look at, when he said, made the bleach comment, yet he wants you to inject bleach. He was talking about chlorine dioxide solution, which in Mexico had a 99.4% cure rate. And then, somebody like DeSantis, yeah, he's the same way in the most part. But when George Soros sits at the podium and says DeSantis is a better option than Trump, that tells me that the people with the real power don't like him. Therefore, he's my choice.
Okay, so we heard there it's not his fault because, he didn't know what he was doing.
He was an outsider from New York.
And then we also heard that, what was the second thing that the guy said there at the end? There was something that stood out to me. Let's just address, first of all, the idea that he didn't know what he was doing. That's ridiculous. He ran on it. He ran for a year and a half on the thing. He'd certainly at no point didn't say, well, I'll kind of keep some of the swamp people in there because I don't really know what I'm doing. His literal campaign slogan, Casey, was drain the swamp. And this is what I'm talking about. The excuses to justify the behavior. He kept appointing these people to these positions. Dan Coats, Mitch McConnell's wife, Christopher. I mean, even take out the, he didn't know what he was doing in the beginning. Okay. Well, he knew what he was doing by the time he made Christopher Wray the director of the FBI. He knew what he was doing by the time he made Bill Barr the, attorney general. I'm floored at the excuses that people give to justify the bad stuff that Trump did or how he didn't follow through on what he promised.
But don't you think he needed to surround himself with people that he felt he could trust?
Dan Coats? What, has he got some long friendship with Dan Coats? Mitch McConnell's wife, they've been palling around together. Was he buddies with Comey? No. He wanted to play nice with these people because much of that was bullcrap and it bit him in the ass. But people can't admit that.
Yeah.
This is my point in all this. They will just excuse it, no matter how much it hits them right between the eyes. That it's like Animal House, and I can't say it exactly how they say it in Animal House, but face it, you screwed up. You trusted us. someone else who is only for Trump.
Hey, Rob, you want people to call in. The people who are always Trump voters and only Trump voters. So here is my reason in a nutshell, and all of the people I know that are MAGAs feel the same way. And that is, we love Trump because he's not one of them. He's not a politician. He's not an insider. He is a dude who loves this country. I think he's a patriot. I think he loves the people in this country. I think he's so reviled by everyone, including Republicans, rhinos, establishment, really Dems, Republicans. It's kind of the uniparty. They're really two sides of the same coin. He exposes the lies and the corruption, and they can't have that because then they will no longer be in power, have a reason to exist, and ultimately their end game, which is to own and control all of us. And boy, they are really on the way. So That is why I will always choose Trump. Yeah. Have a great day.
Thank you for the call. I think there's a lot of people out there that feel like Trump is the only one who stands up for the average man. Like she said, not establishment, not an insider. He was an outsider.
But he was. You don't get to play ball in New York and become a billionaire doing real estate in New York without
knowing a few people.
Knowing how to play the
knowing
game.
Knowing how to skirt the system.
This wasn't Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
He's like the honest crook in a way. because
He's John Dillinger.
She mentioned that he exposes the lies. He exposes the lies because he knows how to do it himself.
Right.
And that's what he said, you know, the tax system's horrible. We need to rewrite the tax system. Why does he know that? Because he takes advantage of it himself.
I still have yet to have anybody call, though, and explain. I mean, I guess the one guy tried by saying, well, I guess Trump was so incompetent he didn't know what he was doing despite spending a year and a half campaigning. How do you excuse what he did during COVID? How do you excuse printing $5 trillion? How do you excuse bribing the states to shut down?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I know it makes people mad and people say, oh, I'm never listening again. Eric Holcomb would not have been able to shut the state down if Trump hadn't bribed him to do it. Period. End of story. If Trump had said, we are not printing this money. Mm-hmm. People are staying open until we know more about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you excuse Trump spending billions of dollars of taxpayer money on a shot that doesn't work for the most part? I mean, for many, and if it does, air quote, work, there's a limited life expectancy to the validity of the protection it provides in many cases.
Well, if you're Trump, though, and I'm trying to be reasonable here with this. If you're Trump and this pandemic starts and you've got all of this information coming at you, right? And you're not a doctor. And you got Fauci sitting here saying, oh, yeah, this is what we need to do. Don't you think, okay, this guy's been doing this for 50 years. He must know what he's talking about. I'm gonna listen to him.
So, okay, so let me ask you, follow that up with a question. When Donald Trump took the oath of office, did he or did he not say, I will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States?
Yeah.
Or did he say, when he put his hand on the Bible, I will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States unless some guy who's been a bureaucrat for 40 years tells me I have to do something because there's something I don't understand, and then at which time all the things just go out the window.
No, he didn't say that.
And this is what the only Trump people will not answer to me. And I ask this because it's one thing to say, look, I just think Trump is the best guy and blah, blah, blah. Okay. But it's another thing to say, well, I'm voting for Trump and DeSantis is this and blah, blah, blah. And if Trump doesn't get it, then I'm out. Then how do you explain this? And they can't. The Trump behavior during COVID was so egregious. And yet, to these people who I think are generally liberty and freedom-minded people and mm-hmm. are anti-establishment people and are generally limited government people, mm-hmm. they appear to just walk around with blinders on this. And they will not answer it. They will not respond to it. That's what I've been looking for. I mean, we've established that apparently the excuse from the only Trump people on putting people like Dan Coats and Mitch McConnell's wife in positions of immense power was, well, he was too stupid and he didn't know. Well, that's weird, but okay. Go with that. But how do you explain away the printing of the $5 trillion, the shutting down of society, mm-hmm. the encouragement? I mean, not only did he do it, he encouraged people to lock down. How do you explain that he wouldn't get rid of Fauci? They will not do it. They cannot do it. And that is so bizarre to me, to be so wed to somebody that when something hits you right between the eyes, you just go, nah, we're not doing that.
Do you think that it's a case of some people going, yeah, that was wrong, but I'm going to forgive him for that because of everything else that I like about him?
Well, that's also really weird because I don't know about you, Casey, but I'm not sure what you can do that's much worse than shutting down yeah. society.
Hey, I'm just like you.
No, I know.
Trying to figure it out.
We did get a couple of a little more lighthearted calls.
Yeah.
Remember yesterday I had asked a question about eggs?
Yeah, because you had some in your fridge that are expired.
Well, it was the 13th. They said mm-hmm. best if used by the 13th. And I was trying to figure out if I ate these because they're like $1 million an egg now, would I die of listeria or something of a similar grisly nature? And so many people said no. You're probably going to be fine. Farmer Ryan said I should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody called in with a test.
Okay.
Yeah, you can keep eggs way past their expiration date. The way to test them is put them in a pot of regular water. And if they sink to the bottom and lay on the side, they are still very fresh. If they start floating, they're kind of iffy.
Oh.
And if they float all the way, throw them out. That's the way to do it.
I heard this from multiple people, too, so this must be a thing.
Floating eggs or bad eggs?
I guess.
Did you put them in water?
I am not.
Did you test?
Very busy last night, Casey.
Okay. Well, when you get home today, you see if they float, and if they do, pitch them.
Okay. One more call, and then I know you've got a card you want to get to. Mm-hmm. Remember yesterday, somebody called somehow. We got onto Oldenburg, Indiana.
Yeah. That's,
what happened?
Well, that's because there was that Wagner's was given the James Beard Award for their fried chicken, Wagner's Village Inn, which is located in Oldenburg.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't a phone call. It was a trending story or mm-hmm. something of that nature. And I had said, where the hell is Oldenburg?
Mm-hmm.
And then you and Kev has apparently been there.
Off 74, there. Halfway between Indy and Cincinnati.
And didn't you say Ethan is a big fan of Oldenburg, Ethan Hatcher?
Yeah, I think Ethan actually did go to Wagner's.
And Oldenburg sounds like the sort of place Ethan Hatcher would be the marshal of or the town mayor of.
Population 647.
Where Ethan in Oldenburg would just spend his days with his various record players from the early 1900s on the town square entertaining the masses.
It's a very historical place. Yeah. And I think he would value that.
Somebody mm-hmm. called about Oldenburg and the sandwiches.
Good morning, Rob and Casey, longtime listener. I'm from Greensburg, Indiana. I have a truck here in southeast Indianapolis and heard your comment about Wagner's Cafe in Oldenburg, Indiana. And yes, it is very, very good for fried chicken. And it's a nice little German town. So, Rob, you need to go out and get you some good old fried chicken from Oldenburg.
Get you some. It'll be delicious.
Seems like a long way to go for fried chicken.
Road trip.
I think it's like an hour away.
Yeah.
It's not really that bad.
KFC is like right around the corner from my house, Kev.
And if you eat it in the dining room, you might be able to get free buckets.
Yeah, does Oldenburg have the free refills?
You know what you should get, though? You're missing this at KFC. They don't have the German potato salad.
Well, sure. Why wouldn't I drive an hour just for German potato salad?
I bet they use eggs that are fresh.
Do I walk in there and go, give me some German chicken and some German potato salad? Make it extra German.
317-684-8444. That's the phone number if you'd like to give us a call. But before we get to Hammer, I wanted to read this one card. Today's a special day, Rob.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you recall.
No, I don't.
It was a year ago today. I was brand new, fresh in the building.
Wow.
And we hadn't even done our first show on the air together yet. And I remember asking you, what's the deal with you?
Oh, that's right. Has that been a year? I said, how long you got?
Yep.
Yeah. Has that been a year?
It's been a year.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. And Ginny sent me this really nice card from Relay Indiana. It says, Casey, you're such a joy to listen to each day. What a great addition you are to WIBC. Love your mature perspective.
Yes, very good.
And a strong woman's point of view. Happy putting up with Rob Day. You did it. Hugs.
Ginny and her husband, Rick. Mm-hmm. Ginny works for Relay Indiana. Phenomenal, mm-hmm. phenomenal people. And
they brought us some donuts
this morning. As well. So congratulations. You've got to work with me
mm-hmm, for a full year.
An entire year.
What's the deal with you and Holcomb?
Look at how happy you look.
1046, it's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.